Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Taf Lamed Dalet, 434. If we could call this the mitzvah of Dveikus, that's what we would call it. We'll see what we mean here. Says the Torah, again in Perek Yud, we have a lot of mitzvahs in this one pasuk. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Pasachaf. Fear Hashem, Yirat Shemayim. Oso Sa'avod. That was the mitzvah of Tfilah. Serve Him. How do you serve Him? In your heart. Uvo Sidbak. That's today's mitzvah. And the next mitzvah is Uvishmo Tishaveya. So there are four different phrases and four different mitzvahs counted by the Chinuch and the Rambam in this pasuk. So now we're up to the third one. What does Uvo Sidbak mean? In Him you shall stick. You shall be close to Hashem. That's the pashas that we're talking about. Uvo Sidbak. The Eben Ezra says one word. Believe. In your heart. How do you stick to God? God is infinite. So obviously he's bothered by that question. He says, believe in your heart. I should be connected to Hashem. Through Avas Hashem. Through Yiras Hashem. Uvo Sidbak. Chizkuni says the same thing. One word. Balev. Chazal, though, say maybe there's another way. Maybe the goal. This is what the Bali Musar say. The goal of Uvo Sidbak, of Dveikus, is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how does one achieve that? So the Maisa HaMitzvah is being close to Gdolei Hador. And Chachmei HaMesora, that is today's mitzvah. As the Chinuch titles it, Mitzvahs HaChevra VaHadavika Im Chachmei HaTorah, with those wise ones who know the Torah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavinu LeHischaber ULeHistavek Im Chachmei HaTorah. We are commanded to be close and to stick to those who know the Torah. Kidei, 2 points he brings out. Number one, Kidei SheNilm Nilmodi Mahem Mitzvoseha HaNichbados. First of all, so they'll teach us. They'll teach us mitzvos. They'll teach us Torah. They'll teach us what to do. You have to have a Rebbe. That's part of this mitzvah, to have a Rebbe. Number one. Number two, V'yorenu ha-deos ha-amitios ba shehe mekubalimehem. And they will teach us the correct views, the correct opinions. Interesting, the Chinuch has that separate from mitzvoseha hanichbados. Right, we have to know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, even outside of the mitzvos. V'yalzanemar uvo sidbak. And this is what's meant by Uvo Sidbak. V'nichpa latzivu b'makam acher, sh'ne'emar u'ladav kabo, v'yamru zechon alavracha, it says dveikas in another pasuk, Chazal pick up on that, in ksubis v'chiev shalo la'adam, lihidavek b'shechina. Could a person be close? Could a person stick to the shechina? V'aksiv eish, Hashem alokeach eish ochlohu, Hashem is fire. So what does it mean? That we should be close to Hashem, Elahi davek l'talmidei chachamim, u'latalmideihem, ki'ilu nidvak bo barachu. Be close to talmidei chachamim and their talmidim, ki'ilu, as if we have stuck to them. Right? That's what we need. That's what we have to be close to a Rebbe. Right? There are many sources that discuss the fact what the Chinuch says. Importantly, we need a Rebbe, A, to teach us Torah and mitzvahs and what to do. And number two, even outside of Torah and mitzvahs, we need a Rebbe to give us proper hashkafas haTorah. Right? This is what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos on Davav, Gedola Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Even greater than a learning from a Rebbe, just being near a Rebbe, and learning from the Sichas Chulin of a Rebbe, and learning from what a Rebbe does. That is tremendously important. Rav Soloveitchik also mentions, this might be the message of the Shita of Acherim. What's the Shita of Acherim? The Gemara in Brachos Adav Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Ezehu Am Haaretz. Who was an Am Haaretz? In the days of the Talmud, you weren't allowed a bench with an Am Haaretz. Nowadays, we bench with anybody. But in those days, you weren't allowed a bench with an Am Haaretz. So who is an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara quotes a number of opinions. Kol Sheino Kore Kriyashma Arvitz Vashachris. If somebody does not say Kriyashma on purpose, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Sheino Miniyat Tefillin, somebody who purposely does not wear tefillin, Ben Azai Omer, Kol Sheino Lo Tzitzis Bebigdo, somebody that refuses to wear tzitzis, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Kol Sheino Mezuzah Pischo, all basic ideas, Mezuzah, tefillin, tzitzis, Rabbi Nasan Bar Yosef Omer, Kol Sheish Lo Banim, Ve'ino Magadlo Matam B'Torah, somebody who refuses to send his children to get a Jewish education. Last opinion, Acherim Omrim, Afilu Kara Vishana. Even if somebody is very learned, V'lo Shimesh Talmud Chacham, Hareza Am Haaretz. If he doesn't have a Rebbe, he's not Meshamesh Talmud Chacham, that's an Am Haaretz, Am Rebbe. Huna, Locha Gacherim, that's what we're passing like. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what does that mean? I can know all the Torah. I can study it myself, but if I don't have a Rebbe to teach me Hashkafas HaTorah, how to apply the Torah in every situation, in every circumstance, then I'm going to have a skewed way, a crooked, unpure way of looking at the Torah, and therefore Haaretz Amaretz, that is the status of an Am Haaretz. We all need a Rebbe, right? This was Korach's problem. Korach said, Kulanu Kedoshim. What do I need a Rebbe for? It doesn't make sense to me, right? I could put a room full of Sefer Torah. That's good enough. I don't need a mezuzah on the door, right? I could have a baggage, a kulot tcheles. So Korach realized, kulam kadoshim, you don't need a Rebbe. You don't have to have hashkafas Torah. And that was Korach's downfall, and his tragedy was that, of course, one needs a Rebbe. One cannot just make the decisions. You need the commitment of a Rebbe and the commitment of Talmidim to go to a Rebbe to teach them Torah and to teach them Deos Amitios. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the Ramban in Parshas Va'eschanan discusses the pasuk V'yasisa HaYosher V'hatov. The Ramban there says, we quoted it in a previous mitzvah, that it's impossible for the Torah to delineate every single case, every single situation that's going to come up in life. Even in, earlier, obviously, electricity, v'chol, all the modern shilas. But it's impossible for the Torah to list off every single case. So the Torah gives many examples. And then the Torah says, v'yasisa yashvatov, do what's right and good in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, fill in the blank. The Ramban says that's the mitzvah of v'yasisa yashvatov. How do we know? How do we know how to fill in the blank of v'yasisa yashvatov? Says the Ramban, say many mefarshim. Well, that's this mitzvah. The mitzvah of having a Rebbe. The mitzvah of being mizdavik with Talmidei Chachamim to teach me Torah and to teach me how to view issues in the world. The Rambam has a lengthy discussion in a couple of places in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam discusses the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud in Perek Dalet and Perek He and Perek Vav. He talks about what the Rebbe's attitude has to be, what the Talmud's attitude has to be. It's parallel. There are many parallels between a Rebbe and a Talmud and a father and a son. Says the Rambam, Kishem she'adam mitzuve bechvod aviv ubi yiraso, kachu chaye bechvod rabo v'yiraso. Just like you have to have covet and mora, awe of one's father, yet they've covered a mora of one's Rebbe. For Rabbo Yosef Yavev, and of Rebbe even more. Why? Because a father only brings you to Olam Hazeh. A Rebbe brings you to even to Olam Abba. If your father is your Rebbe, then he gets both if he teaches Torah. And that's where the halachas of finding one Aveda, who do you do first, and helping out if one of them needs help. So these are all very important halachas, but a lot of it flows from today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Uvo Sidbak. How do we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the clinging to his servants, Talmidei Chachamim. The great Gemara that many are familiar with, I'll just read it again, talking about someone who tenaciously wanted to stick to a Rebbe and wanted to fulfill this mitzvah of Uvo Sidbak. That's the famous Gemara of Rebbe Preda. The Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Dalet, which Daf Yomi is going to do in a couple of weeks. The Gemara says, on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, that there was a Talmud of Rebbe Preda who had much difficulty in learning. Rebbe Preda Havila Hahu Talmida, Davitani Le Arba Mea Zimni. He used to teach everything to him 400 times. Is that literally 400? There are some achronim that say 400 is always the number that the Gemara uses to exaggerate. 400 barrels and 400. So it just means tons of times. It sounds here from this Gemara that it's literal because the Gemara continues with the number. V'gamar yoma v'gamar. And then he used to learn after 400 times. Yom achad by Ula Milsa de Mitzvah. At one time, the Rebbe was in a little rush. He was going to have to leave right after Shir. And he taught 400 times, and he still didn't get it. Amalei, he says, Ha'ina Maishna, what's going on today? I did it 400 times. Amalei, he says, I know, Rebbe, you have to leave right after Shir, so I'm just more nervous. I can't focus. I know you're going to leave. What if I have a question? So I can't focus properly, even though he did it 400 times. He says, Aschai datoi, v'chol shaita amina hashta koimar, hashta koimar. I'm nervous that you're going to leave. Amar lei, the Rebbe says, Rebbe Preda says, Hav daitech v'asni lech. Just relax. I'm here as long as you need. Hader tani lei dalen me'azimni echrini. He taught him another 400 times. Nafka baskal. A baskal goes out from heaven and says to Rebbe Preda, would you rather have 400 more years added on to your life? Or do you want that you and your entire generation will get Olam Haba? So he says, Amar, Denisko anav adari la'amad asi. I take the Olam Haba for me and my generation. Amar lohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tznulo zuvazu. Give him both. Give him both. He got the right answer. So that Gemara is always quoted, the godless of Rebbe Preda, the godless of the patience that he has. But I think you could also say it's the godless of the Talmud. How many times do we try to learn something and we don't get it on the second time or on the third time? We just give up. Okay, forget it. Okay, so I won't understand this. the gavlus of the Talmud, he didn't stop trying to understand it and fulfill today's mitzvah, uvo sidbak, to stick to the Rebbe, to the Talmidei Chachamim, and the Chachmei HaTorah, and Chachmei HaMasorah, in order to gain the true understanding of Torah. Good, let's continue. So Hashem, the Chinuch says, Hashem is a fire, so how can you stick to him? So it must be, he daveg, stick to Talmidei Chachamim. Umizel lamda, zechron levracha, lomar. And this is, how else do we stick to Talmidei Chachamim besides just learning from them? Kol anosi bas, Talmid Chacham. If somebody marries the daughter of a Talmid Chacham, or marries Macy Bittel Talmid Chacham, a married tries to make sure their daughter is married off to a Talmid Chacham. Umahanu midachasav, and give Talmidei Chachamim from your possessions. Kilu nidvach b'shchina. That's as if you're nidvak in the Shechina. That is what the avenue to achieve the getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is through his servants. The Rambam writes this as well in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos that we are pulled naturally after whoever we hang out with. Perek Vav. Derech Briyaso Shel Adam. Lios Nimshach B'deosav U'bemasav Achareyav V'chaveirav. We are pulled after our chevra. V'noeg b'minhag anshei medina so lefichach. So wherever we are, we have to realize that. Wherever we send our children to school, we have to realize that they're going to be influenced by their surroundings. Lefichach. Tzarech adam lehischaber litzadikim. V'leishev etzal hachachamim tamid. Kedei shil yilman ma'aseyim. We have to go, be mischaber, and sit with tzadikim. V'yisrachik ben arishoyim. And distance ourselves from the wicked. Ha'ochim b'choshech. Kedei shalo yom avi ma'aseyim. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says. V'chulu. If there's a Medina that we want to be in, that will be good for us. And then he quotes. Mitzvah zasei lihi davik b'chachamim. Kedei lom avi ma'aseyim. Every time we're next to a Rebbe of ours, right, or Talmidei Chachamim, that's a mitzvah zasei daraisa. This mitzvah. Uvo sidbak. Stick with Hashem. How can you stick with Hashem? V'chiyav shalo adam adalik b'shchina. It means stick with the Chachamim and the Talmidim. And that will... that will bring us close to Hashem as well. That is today's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Dveikus. And this is really the first comment that the Rambam writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's comment, again, quoting the Rambam. We've quoted a lot of Rambams today. The Rambam quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in Simon Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. We all know it. Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samid. Hashem should always be in front of us. This is a klal gadol, and this is the rule of life. To realize Hashem is always there. That's the mitzvah of Osidbak. The ultimate way of the strategy that Chazal say to get there is to be with Talmidei Chachamim. But the goal is to be with Hashem, to have Hashem in my mind all day. That's this mitzvah. Ki, continues the Ramah, Ein yeshivas ha'adam, usnu osav, va'asakav. A person's movements and what he's involved in is not the same. When he's alone at home, and he's in front of a king. His speech, his what he says, is not the same when he's with his own family. So there, and surely, Melech Malchei Melechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, when we think about that, Miyad Yagia Elav Hayira V'Hachna'a B'Fachal Hashem Yisbarach U'Boshto Mimenu Tamid. That is the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Maror Nevuchim. Again, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our mind all the time, the way we do that is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's more, the Shulchan Aruch himself, not just the Ramah, discusses this in the Shulchan Aruch later on, in Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch finishes discussing Hilchas Brachas, and he's talking about what to do during the day, go out to business, Kol Chavanasav Yilashem Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to be on our mind. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If we have time later, we will read it. But let's continue now back in the Chinuch. Shoresh HaMitzvah Niglehu. Obvious, this shorish is obvious, because they should know Boladas, Darchei Hashem, so we're near people who can improve us and lift us up. V'dina mitzvah karag zachar tiksasan. V'no heges mitzvah zu, v'chol machim v'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always and everywhere. Bizicharim, with males, v'gaman akevus, and also women. Mitzvah alehem gamkein, l'shmo adivrei chachamim, k'de sh'yum Boladas Hashem. The women shouldn't be mischaber too closely, but they should go to shiurim and hear and have that connection as well. Obviously not in the same way as the men, but in their own way for sure. The overall zeh, how do you violate this mitzvah? If I purposely do not, I have the opportunity to be connected to Talmidei Chachamim, to Zikni HaMasora, and I don't, and I forego that opportunity, that's a bitul aseh. The overall zeh, says the Chinuch, ve'inu meschaber imahem, and I'm not meschaber, ve'koveya belibo ahavasam, and I'm not koveya to love them in my heart. U'mishtadel betovam u'betovasam, be'itim sheish sibik biyodolasos, at a time when I'm able to support them, to help them, to be with them, and I could have time, and I know them, and I have the connections. Mevatel asei zeh. This is a bit, and I do it on purpose. I do it on purpose. Mevatel asei zeh, ve'onsho gadol ma'od. This is a bitul aseh, and it's a tremendous onesh. Why? Because kihem kiyem haTorah v'yesod chazak l'teshuos hanefashos. Right. These help me have salvations. Going to see Rabbeim and Chachmei HaMasora. Kshikala ragel imayim lo b'mheira hu chote. The more we're with them, the less we sin. Because just being around great people, that is cause for improvement. And he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Havi misavak ba'afa raglayhem. We have to be dust at their feet. Right, because in the days of the Mishnah, the Rebbe used to sit on a bench, and all the Talmidim used to sit on the floor. So literally, it was Misavik Ba'afar Aglayim. Remember the Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos, he talks about that Mishnah, and he says, Misavik Ba'afar Aglayim, there are two phrases in the Mishnah. The earlier part of the Mishnah also discusses that we should be with Rebbeim and learn from their Torah, but there's a little difference. The Mishnah says, in the first parak in Pirkei Avos, when it talks about Misavak Ba'afar Raglehem, Yehi Beischa Beizvan Lachachamim, Vahavi Misafik Ba'afar Raglehem, Vahavi Shose Bitsameas Divrehem. So the beautiful Medrash Shmuel. If anybody ever has to introduce a scholar in residence, this is the vart that one could say. The Mishnah says, Yehi Beischa Beizvan Lachachamim, your house should be your literal house, your shul, should be a beis vada chachamim, a meeting place for rabbis. There should be shiurim, there should be Torah. And there are two types of rabbis now. And the Mishnah is giving us advice in terms of the two types of rabbis. First, v'avim misavik b'afa raglayim. Afa raglayim, that means we're talking about rabbis that just came in from a trip. They still have dirt on their feet. Should listen to the rabbanon that you don't usually listen to, the traveling rabbanon. Misavik, sit in the dust of their feet. But then, what about your own rabbi? What about the rabbi that we hear every week? The shiur that we always, I've heard this before, I'm bored, I'm this, I'm that. So we have to make sure that we have the proper attitude to learn from the people that we always learn from. Vavi shoseh bitsameh es divrayem. We have to drink thirstily their words. We shouldn't have the attitude, I've heard it before, he's repeating himself. We have to give appreciation to those that are always. That's the two types, misavik b'afar aglehem and shoseh bitsameh es divrayem. So that's part also of this mitzvah that the Chinuch quotes. The Chinuch now mentions that not every Rishon agrees that this is what we learn from this pasuk. The Rambam and the Chinuch learn uvosid bak to teach me the mitzvah of dveikus, the mitzvah of being close to Talmidei Chachamim, but the Ramban does not. And we'll get to some other shitas as well. The Haramban Zal, the Ramban says, no, this he agrees to the mitzvah of being with Talmidei Chachamim, but not from this pasuk. This pasuk here in Ekev uvosid bak, according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah for those to make shvuos, to be mekaye mitzvah, to be mechazi, to give myself a little added oomph to do a mitzvah, says the Gemara in Temura, the Ramban quotes, minayin shenishban l'kayim ha-mitzvah, shene'emar, nishbati v'akayim l'shmar mishmadei tzedkecha, I swear to be mekayim your words, and the Gemara says, ha-homi bosid bak nafka, you already know that from our pasuk, u'vosid bak, so the Ramban learns something totally different from this pasuk, he learns that one should take oaths in order to be mezaris themselves to keep the mitzvos. The Meshech Chachma has a third idea. Again, the Chinuch and the Rambam have the first idea, be close to Talmidei Chachamim. The Ramban has the other idea in terms of making oaths, which Be'ez Hashem will connect to the next mitzvah that we do. The Meshech Chachma has the final approach. This is one of his major theses that we have to discuss in Parshas Ekev. The Ramban, the Meshech Chachma says, I don't like the Ramban because only Yechidei Skula could do that. Only certain unique individuals can make oaths in order to do mitzvos. I think this mitzvah at root is the mitzvah of bitachon. The mitzvah being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I'm connected to Hashem, the more bitachon I have and I realize everything is from Him. He says, Kamo v'yish bitachon yoter chazak, ke bitachon ha-ben ba'aviv ha-melech. A son who has a faith in the king, Who is his father? Ki yidag ba'ado k'moshe doeg avur inyanei atzmo. V'yazmin lo kol machzoro. Kol elo inyanim nikmetu etzel Hashem Yisparach hu avinu hu malkenu. Imkein hu yoshienu. Umisibato emuna ki Hashem davuk l'nivra av. Hashem is connected to us, and he knows more what's better for us and what we need, even more than we know what we need, continues the Meshech Chachma. And this is Uvo Sidbak. Shekivein sheyitzayer ha'adam shehu davuk l'hashkacha ha'elyonam Hashem Yisparach. Umargish Hashem Yisparach v'inyanav yoser v'masha margish ha'adam atzmo. That's what this mitzvah is. And he quotes many sources related to that. And it is a much more common, or not a common, he talks about the 10 levels of bitachon that the Chovas HaLevavos mentions as well, but he says everybody can have some level of bitachon. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, this is one of the defining mitzvahs that we have. He says it even relates to why Shabbos was given in the Midbar, even before Har Sinai. Because one who keeps Shabbos is reflecting that he has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to take care of his parnasa. So right when the mun started falling, we got Shabbos. Because there's a connection. The mon is about bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every day he gives us what we need. Whatever we need is given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the mon. The Gemara in Yuma says we don't get the mon in one fell swoop. We get a little bit every day so that we keep turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mon and Shabbos are the same idea. Bitachon, and says the Meshech Chachma, Uvo Sidbak, that is the mitzvah of bitachon in his view. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beis Hashem, we will continue next time with the last mitzvah in Parshas Ekev, as we're closing in on the end of another Parsha.